Jason Burmes will start his new weeknight three-hour show. It will be on the Genesis Star Guide, and you get the folks at GCNLive.com to post the satellite coordinates for the new satellite. I'm going to have a satellite on ABC Star Guide 24 hours a day, 21 hours a day of this show when it's live and then retransmitted for stations, and 3 hours a night with Jason Burmes. That will be 9 to midnight this evening, Central Standard Time. Burmes will be in studio with us with a stack of news in 30 minutes. Gordon Brown admitting there's a world government, world banking system, but they'll have a new world government banking system to save you from it. And he's on his way to the United States to pitch this to the public. So we will continue to break that down and cover it today. Right now, you've been holding a while. Let's take your phone calls. Let's talk to Don in Alabama, in Bama. You're on the air, Don.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I would like to talk to about people's political affiliations today. You know, I've spoken up about Bush and his policies previously, and over the years, you know, we've all gotten used to it. But lately, I've gotten a lot of feedback from people. It seems like Republicans now are seeing that they have a chance to throw rocks at a Democratic president. But my point to them is that it isn't about political affiliation. It's something that is universal. It isn't that I'm a Democrat. I'm just trying to point out facts of things that are going on. And
it's about policies and what the policies are of the gang of crooks in Washington.
It doesn't. It has no regard to whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. You know, I sat there and I told them early on, as soon as I saw Brzezinski's name, I knew Obama would win the election. It was just a hands-down thing. People shake their head at me and, oh, you're an idiot. You know, but it came true. Of course it was. I've seen the name before. I know what's going to happen. But I try to get people to, if you want to sit there and talk about what's going on, stand with me. No, don't try to stand across from me like you're opposing me as a Republican. We're in it together.
No, it's mindless party partisanship where the Republicans will attack Obama now for carrying out the same policies of Bush. The Democrats will support Obama when he's carrying out the same policies of Bush. It is utter madness and childlike simplicity for people not to be able to see through the fact that both parties are bought and paid for by the same interest.
Well, you know, I can go back and point to them and say, well, you're part of the Democratic Republican Party, because that's where it all started, and they split apart and went their own way.
The Republicrats, yeah.
Yeah, it's all the same thing from way back in the 1800s. They just split and went their different way. They're both paid-off groups. But I just like to encourage Republicans who want to call themselves that and Democrats who want to call themselves that to stand together and not try to belittle each other and belittle each other's efforts.
Oh, I agree. I appreciate your call, Don. There, you know, there was this big Republican, CPAC or whatever, meeting Saturday, and Ron Paul spoke at it and was anti-war and got cheered. Well, you know, was anti-New World Order and got cheered, but then Limbaugh and all the rest of them went up there and acted like, you know, this whole corrupt system was just set up overnight by Obama, and acted like they're the good conservatives, and they had a straw poll, and Mitt Romney's their man. That guy's about as conservative as Mao Zedong. Again, then they'll, in 4 to 8 years, they'll put a Republican in. Suddenly Republicans will love everything Obama was doing because a Republican will be doing it. It is a mindless joke. Let's go ahead and talk to T in Canada. T, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, T.
Yes, how are you? Actually, my name is Dahogedode, but your guy couldn't pronounce it, but T's good. I wanted to know if you've seen this film by John Harris on YouTube called It's an Illusion. I think it's very important.
I don't think so.
Well, you know, you should get your guys on YouTube to search this John Harris, It's an Illusion. He shows how the whole New World Order works as a corporation. And
I've seen that. We posted it last week. That's the Freeman Society.
I don't know. I'm just looking at the good. I favorited it on my tube site.
But it's a guy in. I mean, it's a guy in England, right?
Yeah, it's like a regular working guy who figured it all out.
Well, yeah, we figured it out too. We've been covering that for more than a decade.
Yes, you have. And I'm not saying,
oh, we figured it out. We're smart. Oh, we. I'm just saying, yes, everybody's figuring it out. Stay there. You can talk more about it when we come back and take more calls as well. I'm Alex Jones. This is GCN Radio Network in association with Infowars.com. And the PrisonPlanet.tv transmission. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I got some video clips I want to play coming up to Ann Burns in the studio, so we got to hurry here. T, finish up the point you wanted to make, sir.
It's really good how this guy, just a simple guy, working man, figures it all out and shows that the MPs are all traded in Dun & Bradstreet, listed as corporations. All of their courts are all listed as corporations. And
prisoners in jails are everything. It's a global crime syndicate through corporate maritime administrative law.
Correct. Anyways, and I also wanted to thank you. I always listen to your radio show. You have a great show and a great audience.
Well, thank you, T. We appreciate your call. Let's talk to Abdullah in Ohio. You're on the air.
How you doing? Hey,
good,
Alex,
sir.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, I've been listening to you since May 2008. I think you got a great show, good message, and, you know, it's real difficult waking people up to what you're talking about. I was talking to people that I work with, and they just kind of accept being slaves, and it's ridiculous to me. I'm African-American, so it's really repulsive to me, but that's a whole different subject. I called because I told the guy that answered your phone that I was actually in the masjid, or the mosque, as you guys call it, in Toledo, where they sent the FBI agent in to infiltrate and basically make a case against people. The point you made is that they choose the crazy people, and they try to prop them up and make them into, you know, some kind of a criminal.
Yeah, for those that don't know, let me stop you, then I'll give you the floor.
Okay.
I talked an hour and a half ago about how we've had feds over and over again just show up at our events and say, Alex, let's go kill police. And I'm like, you're a big cop. I mean, what is this? You know we're nonviolent. You know, get out of here. Because when the police do that, that's a crime. It's not even entrapment. It's provocateuring. They are trying to get a crime committed where people get hurt and killed. And in the case in Ohio, it came out in the Associated Press during the trial that the guys weren't planning anything. They weren't doing anything. They were led by this FBI informant whose idea it was. He just got them to shoot their mouths off. Yeah, you know, we ought to go ahead and do something. And then it was all over the news. A secret army of Muslims were going to kill everybody. They were deadly strike forces of the most vicious. They were planning to destroy all of America. You know, the black street kids who weren't even Muslim. It was Muslims were planning an army attack on every major city and to destroy and total destruction. It was a nationwide network of the most powerful savage control mechanisms ever seen. They were trained. They were ready. Oh, my God. And then 6 months later came out. It was all staged. None of it was true. It was all made up. And they take the guys that bombed the World Trade Center. FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers. They were too dumb to even know where to park it. Thank God it didn't blow up the main support column. I mean, over and creating Klan groups. And the Southern Poverty Law Center tied into Elohim City and the white supremacist compound in Oklahoma City. Over and over and over again. But go ahead now, since I brought folks back up to speed on what we were talking about an hour and a half ago, and tell folks.
Everything that you say rings so true to me because the FBI, they investigated me. They came to my mother's house. They said they couldn't find where I lived. They went to my mother's house, and me and my son-in-law come over to my mother's. My dad had cancer at the time. I thought my dad died or something, and because my mom's just like, come over. I want you to come over for a little while. And I get over there, and there's like four FBI guys in my house, or Homeland Security, in my mom's house. They took my son-in-law in one room and grilled him. They took me in another room and grilled me. And, you know, the strange part about it is, and you know, agendas being what they are, the mosque that I attended was mostly African Americans. The three people that they pulled out of there were all of Arab descent. I mean, it was planned from the beginning. The guy who was the FBI informant talked about he was fearing for his life after everything was said and done, getting $50,000 or $300,000 or whatever he got to come in and just, you know, make up a bunch of lies about people. I mean, it's repulsive.
Well, it came out in the news that he was leading it and commanding.
Yeah.
I
could tell you, I mean, I wish I had more time to tell you. I know you got a quick break coming up, but
no,
if I could tell you.
Tell folks what happened.
Oh, this guy, and I'm going to use a stupid analogy, okay? You could say you liked Russian ballet on the Wii game system. This guy would tell you, oh, I've got a collection of that. And, you know, just come out, whatever you want to do, he wanted to do it with you all the time. I mean, just strange stuff. I went to the high school in Toledo, and everybody, the high school I went to is two rival high schools. He said he went to the other high school, and just for stake, it's Scott and Matt Cumber. He said he went to Matt Cumber. Everybody that I said I knew from there, he didn't know a doggone person. He swore up and down he was on the border between Kuwait and Iraq when Saddam Hussein gave the order to attack Iraq. He said he was with special forces. Eastern Czechoslovakian gun. He said he was in special forces. That's at the height of the Cold War when he's supposed to be in there. He should know everything about this damn gun being in special forces. He didn't even know what the damn gun was.
Well,
I'm
let
just
me
the obvious.
Well, I mean, hold on, sir. Specifically, was he trying to get you to, hey, we ought to attack somebody?
No, he would drop little hints because, like, you know, the mosque we attend, we spoke out against terrorism. We spoke out against all that stuff.
So he was being careful. I mean, the feds I've seen just openly sit down next to you in your seat at a restaurant and go, let's attack the State Department. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? I got a wife and kids. I'm a radio host. I'm not weird because I want to come cover world leaders setting up a World Bank secretly in my country with Obama and Hillary in there secretly.
You're right.
But I mean, go ahead.
They're a little bit more subtle. I mean, I'll put it like this. If I really want to infiltrate you, I'm not going to come in and say stuff that's counter to what you're trying to do. I'm going to know it better than you do. And I'm going to come in and say some things that will allow me to get in closer to what I consider to be the inner. And
no, I understand.
There was no inner.
What would he say to you? He'd be lying.
He just said, you know, I'm trying to learn Arabic. He learned Arabic to a certain extent. He was pretty proficient. I mean, he portrayed himself as a new convert, and, you know, he tried, my son-in-law was the imam. and he used to, you know, teach Arabic and stuff. He infiltrated and tried to get closer to people who were, you know, like nationally that we knew, just people that, you know, knew from different communities and everything. I mean, he tried all type of different ways to get these people arrested. One of the guys he tried to get was in a different city, and, you know, they'd already visited him, the FBI and stuff. And so the guy that was in a different city called and said, hey, I think this guy is a terrorist. And nothing happened to this guy. That's when we were all convinced. Because, I mean, a lot of the people that were in the mosque.
So the mosque is calling the feds saying, we think this guy's a terrorist. Do something.
Yes.
And nothing happens to him.
Nothing happened.
Did he get the other guys to shoot their mouths off?
Oh, my God. Alex, the three guys, okay, there's three of them that were supposedly in it. The one guy I kind of knew because he used to sell clothes and stuff. I bought clothes from him.
Well, you know, they have stage deals where even the guys they bust are staged, and none of it's real.
Yeah.
That's come out where they'll arrest the top Al-Qaeda, and 2 years later they'll say, oh, it was really to protect him. We put him in a, you know, witness protection. It wasn't real. Oh, are you
right.
Go ahead.
He was the guy that always got a big deal, and it never came through. You know, I got $10 million coming in. You know, can I borrow 25 till it gets here? That's the kind of guy he was. The other two guys, I mean, the one that went over to Jordan, that guy was mentally insane. He was, I mean, I don't know if you know anything about a lot of Arabs, but Arabs usually got money. This guy would come to a group of African-Americans who were struggling, asking for $5 to get the bus to go to school every day. So I don't know where he got the money to go to Jordan, except that this guy paid for it and all the rest of the crap. Then the other guy, he was just a young guy. He didn't really know what was going on. He tripped up into a situation. Somebody told him some stuff, and, you know, he watched some videos. Next thing you know, he's in a terrorist thing. I mean, if you ever looked at him when he's coming out of court, he is just like a deer in headlights. I didn't really know those two guys at all. I mean, I barely knew their names. But, I mean, Alex, it's ridiculous the way – and see, people, a lot of people say, well, hey, you're Muslim and, you know, you're guilty and it's okay. You should be a patriot and let the police come in and spy on you.
No, they say – well, I mean, let me say, you know, there's all this about how they love the Arabs and they're not racist or bigoted. Let me tell you, in the military, you're called Hajis.
That's right.
And you're not human, and it's a big joke when they just shotgun a little kid, and the kid blows in half. They go, rogue leader, a little bastard, look at him crying. I mean, it's just, you know, hey, let's get this family's car and run over it with a tank. And there's video. Ah, look at this family drive by. And it's just like, and these people think that they're going to be safe in a government run by people like this. No, they're going to loot and rob all of us, folks. Criminals are in control.
You are 100% right, Alex. Like I said.
And by the way, they fund and train the military to commit these atrocities, and they put out the Abu Ghraib on purpose. The CIA put that out. That's been documented to make America be hated. And now they're saying America's fault for everything. It's going to implode. A new Bank of the World's going to form. And you understand the mastermind setup of this.
Oh, my God, Alex. Everything you're saying is so true, man. It's watching it from the inside. I mean, obviously, I had a very small run. I commend you for having the strength and the courage to put up with this crap on a regular and daily basis. I know you're a target nationally, and you know, I can't even imagine. I mean, they had helicopters following us and crap, bugging my phone.
You can't believe the stuff. I mean, I don't talk much about it on air. It's been quite a circus. But you know, I just say, God, I'm doing the right. You know, I'm trying to do the right thing. I try to, you know, just stay forward and. It's not even fear anymore. It's just more gripping, like jumping into cold ice water. I'm just like, whoa, this is real. And, you know, that's how I can be up here at 2, 3 in the morning, totally exhausted with no sleep and keep working, because I go, anytime they could set me up, anytime they could kill me, I just got to get, you know, more salvos into the enemy in the info war. You know, I mean, literally, it's like I'm in a big gun firing at the enemy battleship. It's coming at me firing. I'm like, boom, 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 boom. And I just got to stay at my post and just keep firing no matter what they do. But God bless you, my friend. I appreciate you calling the show. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Rare in Taiwan. I would have gone to that first. I thought it was Taiwan. Rare, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Welcome.
Doing?
Good.
Actually, it's Rare Kandar on your forum.
Okay, great, Rare Kandar. Welcome.
I need to say hi to all the folks on the forum, and especially JT Coyote for all of his excellent mentoring there. I'm just curious, have you ever had investigative journalist Mr. John Pilger on your program?
That name rings a bell. Pilger, what's he do?
Well, his recent documentary, War on Democracy, just won the 2008 One World Awards.
Oh, One World. Stay there. I want to hear about it when we come back. Stay there from Taiwan. Then, Brent in Montana, Adam in Florida, and Paul in California. That'll be it for calls, because then I got to play some video clips and have Jason Burmes in studio. His new show launches tonight at Infowars.com on the audio streams, and any AM and FM stations that want to pick it up, tonight's the night to pick that up, and it'll also be over Genesis.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous freefall, we both know that it is critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
That's right. We trust in God. That is our fortress. All right, going back to Rare in Taiwan. Finish up your comments.
Yeah, again, that's Rare Pandor. Anyways, the film is basically probably the most important part about it is how the United States government backed the elites, supported the elites in Chile to overthrow the government. I forget the president's name now. But how it got twisted around and how the people came back, the regular people, and took him back, got him back, put him back into government, and reinstalled him. So it's a very interesting film. Again, it's War on Democracy. You can Google it and watch it for free. It's very interesting.
All right, got it, brother. Anything else from Taiwan?
No, sir. Nothing at all. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Brent in Montana. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you first and foremost for what you're doing for the country, and I believe that you're a patriot for what you do.
Thank you. I'm on a mission.
I'm sorry?
I'm on a mission. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to say real quick that I'm new to all of this. I'm new to politics, and it's been quite an eye-opener. This past election is what got me into it. My mom got me into watching Fox News at first, and that just one thing led to another. I eventually found your show. And you've opened my eyes to quite a few things. And I listen to a lot of the radio shows out there, just about all of them. And I think you're the best out there because you're speaking the actual truth. The other guys, they're great, but it's like they're scared to talk about what really needs to be talked about.
Or they nitpick a lot of them. There's a lot of great folks, though. Some of them nitpick about everybody else, and it's a personal power trip for them, and it's destructive, some of it that goes on. But you know what? That happens in any revolution against tyranny. That is what happens when you're dealing with millions of people, and that's just part of the ball game here.
No, yeah, I just want to just say that I'm really disgusted as an American. What is going on with our country? I served in the Marine Corps for 4 years. And the first time I came back from my first WESPAC, I literally kissed the ground when I came back and I cried. I was happy to be back in America. And I'm just really saddened by what's going on. It really bothers me. And I just got done watching one of your videos on the Bohemian Grove that you did 9 years ago. And one of the things that you said was that even if you're an atheist, you should be very disturbed by this. And you hit it on the money. And, I've been pretty much raised atheist by an atheist my entire life. I don't consider myself an atheist anymore, but for the majority of my life, I was. And I believe you're right, even atheists should be.
Well, the New World Order programmers have taken over Christianity to put out a false Christianity to make it look wicked and evil. But when you really study the New World Order, you find out they're occultists and they hate real Christians. And you find out that is the major battle line, and they just don't want people to realize that. And then, truly, when you tap into God, when you tap into, that we're a species and that we're all interconnected and you do reap what you sow, and when you tap into the fact there is evil, there is good, then the whole system, the whole panacea, the whole plane in front of you that you see shifts into focus. And they don't want you to have that clarity, that discernment. So come on in. God loves you. and God wants you, and we're all in this together, and we love you. So thank you so much for that call. We're going to come back, thank you, Brent, with Adam, Paul, and a few others. But we got Jason Burmes coming in studio as well, and some video clips that I'm going to be playing on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Play a few audio clips. This is from federaljag.com. It's up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. CFR professor reveals plot for military coup in 2012. Now, this is a military coup. The Pentagon's announced NORTHCOM dominates the U.S. Congress is ceremonial. The governors are ceremonial. And the states are saying, no, feds, you were created by us. And under the 9th and 10th Amendment, we are declaring sovereignty and saying no to you. I just want to play just a few minutes of this. It's, again, up on Infowars.com. Folks on the radio can hear the audio. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers can watch it right now. But we have links to it for everybody up on Infowars.com. Here it is. Guys, pump me some audio in there. Okay, let's rewind that. And while we're figuring this out, we've made some studio changes in here with the upcoming new show. So who knows what's going on with that. But let's cue it back up and see if we can get some audio on that feed so we can play that audio feed for everybody. Okay, I have a backup system of Minnesota. This is Cape Canaveral calling. You have the CFR audio clip I sent you, right? It's all ready. Go ahead and play that for folks.
The second question that I'd like to pose relates to the forces driving the emergence of the Second World. And have they had an unintentional impact on something that has not been mentioned as well today in any of the discussions, namely civil-military relations in the United States? I'd like to call your attention to an analysis by Charles Dunlap in the U.S. Army War College's academic magazine called Parameters. In this analysis, Mr. Dunlap predicts that there will be a military coup in the United States in the year 2012, in part because we've asked our military to do too much outside of the traditional national security realm. For Mr. Kanaan, has the emergence of the Second World been so destabilizing as to lead to mission creep to the extent that it could lead the Army War College to predict, unofficially, of course, that there will be a military coup within the next 3 to 4 years?
All right, stop right there. There's already been a military coup, but this is what the Army War College is saying they're going to do separately, and then they write other reports saying this is going to happen. This is what happens when the military gets involved in your daily life. It's why it's been illegal here. It's not illegal in the Congo, not illegal in Mexico, not illegal in Russia, not illegal in China, wasn't illegal in Nazi Germany. It happened. It will happen. It is happening. The denial has to end. Okay, were we able to get audio and video back, or just it, never again we'll have it? Okay. boy. That's a good thing for you tonight with the show coming up that you know that now. Let's go ahead and play the audio of Ron Paul at the big CPAC neocon meeting where he talks about we killed 1 million-plus Iraqis, and he talks about how war isn't good, and the people actually cheer him, showing that mainline conservatives – he got the most donations from the military of any candidate, actually aren't for this. Just like the media claims, all Hispanics want open borders. Gallup poll shows upwards of 80% or higher. That's groupthink. If a Hispanic goes, well, I better be for open borders then because all Hispanics are for it. Not true. I'm a conservative. I better be for war because all conservatives are for it. Now the Democrats are like, well, I guess we're pro-war because now Obama's for it. This is this groupthink. Let's go ahead and play the Ron Paul speech. Here it is.
But we ought to address the subject of foreign policy. Part of the reasons why we lost this last election was the foreign policy issue. Generally speaking, the presidential candidate who argues the case for less warmongering will win the election. And, of course, Obama took the advantage of it. You know, he says, I'm going to end the war in Iraq, and I'm going to bring those troops home and solve all the problems. And he won the election. So this generally is the case. But the truth is, foreign policy hasn't changed. We should be looking more to what George Bush said in the year 2000. He was strongly critical of the Clinton years of nation building and being the policeman of the world, what we were doing in Bosnia and Somalia. And he won the election. He said some very, very good things. But after that, he again joined the internationalists, joined this idea that the American taxpayers, you, have an obligation to take care of everybody and police the world and put our military out there and be exposed to all this danger. It doesn't make any sense. This is literally what bankrupts the country, is the international expenditures. It costs us $1 trillion a year to take care of our foreign policy, and that cannot last. And it is coming to an end. Matter of fact, the person most pleased with our foreign policy is Osama bin Laden, because he has written about this and he said, I am going to get you to come over here and we'll fight you on our sand and we will do what we did to the Soviets. Of course, we helped him do what he did to the Soviets because we subsidized and supported him to drain the Soviets. And he said he will do the same thing. He will eventually bankrupt this country. And lo and behold, we are weaker for it. Our military personnel are fatigued. I was very proud of what happened last year in the campaign, because I talk about the old conservative, Republican, non-interventionist, constitutional foreign policy, and we, in our campaign, got the most money than any candidate from the military. of historically great nations, and when they overextend themselves overseas, whether it's back to the Roman days or the Soviets or whatever, the country feels so emboldened that they go and they think themselves as being overly wonderful and that we are going to spread our message. It actually started in World War One. The truth is, there was no need for us to be involved in World War One. But who wasn't? But there it was. It was Woodrow Wilson said, we have to do it because we have to make the world safe for democracy, which led to this millions, hundreds of millions of people killed in the 20th century. So we're back at the same thing. We have to go and spread our goodness in the Middle East. So, yeah, we wanted to get rid of a bad guy in Iraq. We did. But it took another 1 million Iraqis got killed. Believe me, they weren't all terrorists. Some people didn't particularly like that. But nevertheless, it pleased Osama bin Laden because we were there, we were bankrupting our country, and right now, today, we get a new president that says he didn't like the war that was going on, so what are we going to do? We're going to drag another 17,000 Americans and pump them into Afghanistan. Don't we know anything about history? It is bankrupting our country. It will end, whether the people agree with me or not, it will end because we can't afford it. That's the way it's always ended throughout history. That's what the financial crisis is telling us. The welfare state will end because the money will quit working and we will no longer be able to afford to promote what we're doing around the world. And the sooner we realize that, the better.
All right. Well, that was Congressman Ron Paul, and obviously I disagree with him about the Osama bin Laden thing. The real Osama bin Laden letters that came out said he didn't do 9/11. He was a CIA operative. His family builds all the major U.S. military bases in Saudi Arabia and surrounding areas. But he's playing politics with the CPAC and bringing up that real terrorism, real terrorist groups, anybody that resists, has been increased by the occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan. And but there they are cheering to not wanting to be in the war, cheering to, when they're shown the logic of all of this. This is CPAC. And he was the lone voice there out of all the Republicans that were there, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and countless others in that two-day event. Rush Limbaugh's speech was carried on Fox and C-SPAN, but not Ron Paul's, should have been, though it was carried on some national news stations, because the establishment's having to admit Ron Paul is huge. Ron Paul is having an effect. People are really waking up to the message that the banks are behind it and engineering it. I want to get into, with Jason Burmes, this global new deal. And Gordon Brown is always calling for a new world order, the Prime Minister of England, coming over here to sell this new global banking system to stop the bad banks who are the ones setting up and that financed him and are setting up the global banking system. So we're going to go to that here in just a moment. First off, a few sponsors I want folks to know about that make this radio show possible. SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, Pilgrim, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds. I got a BBC article about another giant UN vault of them. Governments are storing seeds all over the planet. Solutions from Science is trying to get the seeds out of the globalist hands into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time, SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or SurvivalSeedBank.com. Great seeds, non-hybrid, non-GMO. And then lastly, and we're going to Jason Burmes, Acolablue.com, atmospheric water generator for your home, pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store, pure clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from humidity in the air, machine produces up to 7.5 gallons a day. In fact, that's what I drink here in the office. Can I have a glass of that? Because my throat's been a bit dry and I was wanting water earlier. Thank you. So again, great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. And I say in the ad it has 5 filters. They corrected me. It's 7 filters. 877-691-6043, 800-691-6043, or Without further ado, Jason Burmes, very excited to have you here. You're going to be starting your new show here out of my studio via Genesis Communications. coming up this evening, 9 to midnight Central. Good to have you here, Jason.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet, buddy. Tell us a little bit about the show, then let's get into this stack of news you have here.
Sure. You know, my new show is going to be Monday through Friday. It's called The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And we're going to be covering, you know, globalist agendas, New World Order stuff, sci-tech, really trying to blitz through news and information. I think, you know, what we're about to talk about, Gordon Brown, head of the UK, really pushing for globalization here and admitting, Alex, over the weekend to a global shadow banking system. You see, this is something that you have talked about since the inception of your show, and now the EU leaders are talking about it in order to establish not only that it's real, but more global supervision.
But it's a bait and switch. Oh, you've discovered there's a secret global banking system that ran the collapse. Oh, we're going to fix it with a new global bank made up of the very banks running it all, and it'll be called the New World Order. It's all over the news. I mean, this is an incredible bait and switch.
Absolutely.
This is like a bank robber when the police show up dressing in a police uniform going, they went that way. Let me manage the bank next time. I'll fix it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just read a couple of the quotes right here. He is calling for a more rigorous global supervision of a banking system on Saturday. And he's saying that this is a we have to have global supervision of what is a shadow global system. Here he calls it an international shadow banking system. An international shadow banking system. Something, again, you have talked about for over a decade. But the problem is...
Hey, I have a news article. I was going through a stack from 2 months ago with the head of the Rothschild family saying, we're setting up a global government. The final global bank's about to be set up. World government. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just all over the news.
It's there. And, you know, he's also calling for a global new deal with the U.S. It's right here. Okay.
This is financial terrorism. They're saying, let us have our world government, and then we'll turn the economy back on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, because they got us debilitated on a respirator, and then they turned the respirator off. They hit us on the head, drained our blood, put us on a respirator, and they're leaning over to us going, give us total control, and we'll turn the respirator back on. Do you agree? Do you agree?
He wants President Obama to agree to bold global action, a global grand bargain. It's now not just necessary, but vital for a world economy. And here he's saying that we need this global New Deal in order to have a truly global society. It's all about globalism, Alex. And, you know, talk
a
about
global government for a global crisis.
Talk about global picks. What do we have here? Well, he just named Sebelius, who is the Kansas governor, who was, of course, at the Bilderberg Group. She's on the official list to his administration. So if people out there don't understand that these secret meetings are where they decide who's going to be in the administration.
It's kingmaking.
It's right here, okay? It's not a coincidence that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were at the Bilderberg meeting this year and that they're taking Bilderbergers into their administration. We need to get this out there, Alex, because this shadow system is becoming more and more out in the open, and we have to make sure that they don't pull this bait and switch where they offer just another globalist solution to a problem that they created.
And it's not a problem. That's why we have Henry Kissinger, and in those same articles, there's two from the Times of London with Brown, he's saying this crisis is not a crisis. It's an opportunity to bring in a new order, a new world order. We will defeat the vicious evil banks with the very same bankers ruling us. That's how we'll defeat them.
And, you know, Alex, this seems to tie in with the carbon credit system because this
I got it all in the documents. You're going to pay your carbon credits to them.
And Gordon Brown is one of these guys.
How dare you, little vicious knave!
He is just a global warming fearmonger.
Seize him immediately.
In fact, you know, I think I printed you an article last week that you didn't go over, but now they're saying that toilet paper, Alex, it's worse than SUVs and us Americans.
No, beef, chicken, asphalt, natural gas, your homes, windows, trash pickup, thousands of new taxes. I keep saying hundreds. I mean, doing research for this film, it's everything.
Yeah.
Everything with federal international taxes paid directly to the new bank of the world.
I mean, really, what's it going to be like in 20 years? Are we just going to get a government
20 years? They've announced they're going to put satellite tracker boxes in all the cars.
Yeah, well, I think that's even probably in the next 5, 10. I don't think that's even going to be 20 down the line. I mean, if we don't do
anything. No. States are already putting it in, like Oregon. They're doing tests here in Austin with people with them in their cars. And then when opposition builds, Obama goes, we're not going to do that right now. And then they move forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, people are still bamboozled. I don't hear the outcry now to end the war now that Obama has given us this very convenient
timetable. Now I have liberals when we go downtown to, you know, videotape clips for the film. Well, what do you think of Obama? It's like, he's got to keep the troops there for security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, well, he says that the secret arrest is going to continue to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda.
And you just can't get through to them. I mean, when you now tell somebody that he's planning to have combat troops, and there's no such thing as a non-combat troop, in there until the end of 2011. Okay, this is yet staging for another election year. He's going to redistribute the forces into Afghanistan. But even at the end of 2011, he's saying 50,000 troops. And I'm not going to be surprised when we get to 2011 and it's not 50,000, it's 150,000. And the Iraqi special forces that we've trained are now going into places like Afghanistan and other parts of the Middle East, aiding us. You know, they're going to be our allies. And we're really.
And again, that psychology, you say us, and I do that too, like it's still our military, still our country. Yeah. Until we realize it's not our government, it's not our military, and take it back, it's only going to get worse.
I agree. And I really hope that people step up and take this president and his administration to task. Folks, 2011, especially they're talking December of 2011, is completely and totally unacceptable, and it's not even a complete withdrawal. I mean, we've been.
No. They're saying major combat operations will be over in a year and a half or longer, when Bush said 6 months into the war, 5.5 years ago, that major combat operations were now over.
It was over.
So he's using the same old Pentagon tricks over and over again. Final segment with Bernie. And by the way, 9 of midnight Central Standard Time, he is going to be live in studio here on the Genesis, on the satellites, everything. Stations out there, hot new live nighttime show. Hope you pick it up. We'll be right back.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
People around the world are testifying that their cataracts are quickly disappearing like magic thanks to CanSee. The original CanSee eye drop used in clinical trials maintains that only the original unadulterated formula is effective in reducing, reversing, and slowing the occurrence of senile cataract. CanSee can also assist in lowering the intraocular pressure associated with glaucoma. CanSee is beneficial for contact lens disorders, to treat corneal disorders, combat eye strain, Kinney's computer vision syndrome, and more. People enjoying the benefits while using CanSee report no side effects, and the drops are gentle and don't cause eye burning. With regular use, people using CanSee drops report a difference in their vision in as little as 30 days, and some have their cataracts completely disappear within months. CanSee, that's can-letter-C, is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Like yesterday, but it was long ago. She was lovely, she was the queen of our lives. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
All those drifter days are past me now.
I've got so much more
to think about.
Deadlines
and goals.
commitment.
It's the Alex Jones Karaoke Show, brought to you by ACOLABLUE.com.
Against the wind.
All right, Burmese. You know, the stock market went below 7,000 today. It's now at 7,063.
12-year low, right?
No, that is, yes, 12-year low since 1997.
Against the wind.
All right, I'm going to stop it now.
Hey, it's classic. It's hard not to sing along to, right?
I'd rather be fishing right now with headphones on.
I hear it's a gorgeous day out, too, right? So we got to fight. You know, we got to
fight the New World Order. 9 to midnight, you got Gia Griffin on tonight, going over the history of the New World Order, how it operates, you know, how they control the left and right, the different roundtable groups. You got him on for 2 hours?
I believe I have him from 10 to 11, and then we're going to take calls in the final hour. First hour, I'm going to try to go over the modern New World Order. We're going to show the Gordon Brown New World Order speech just to get people associated with who this guy is. I think we're going to be seeing him in the news, especially in the United States, a lot in the next 6 months as they restructure an overt globalist banker takeover, which I'm calling Obamanomics.
As they said in the Trilateral Commission in the 70s, they would get us all in debt, implode the economy, and then they're the bankers that have the fiat currency for the whole world.
You know, I was looking at that Obama magazine that's out there on the stands, and I didn't even realize, I mean, this guy is the total front man, that this wasn't a Time magazine. It's set up like Time magazine. It looks exactly like Time magazine, except for where it says Time, it says Obama. And Aaron's like, take a look at this. And I look at it, and right away I think it's Time magazine. Then I realize it has a $12 price tag. And I'm like, well, what is this? And you open it up, and it is just complete propaganda. It is a total Obama.
No, folks, and they've never in U.S. history put this much propaganda behind somebody. They're planning terror attacks. You watch more wars. So they got to get this group of zombies to do whatever he says so they can use that group of the American people as a weapon through his Obama Brigade, which they're openly set up under the Pentagon. It's now official. They're doing it against the people. That's why the Obama deception is so important. I mean, we're really taking the New World Order on toe-to-toe. The first Obama film, and it's going to be the most hardcore. All his lies, all his treason, his globalist agenda. And it's really all about the banking system, how they're setting up a new bank of the world. Totally timely. Listeners, you have to make this film go mega viral at PrisonPlanet.tv. March 15th, it'll be posted in high quality. Burn it to disc. Give it to folks. Pre-order the high-quality DVD right now to make copies at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or the ObamaDeception.net or ObamaDeception.net. That'll take you there as well. I mean, you've been seeing the film down here. You've been down here for a week and a half. What do you think of it?
It looks amazing. And, you know, this is the first film to really have a lot of HD news footage as well as HD interviews that you guys shot. So this is probably visually the most high-quality Prison Planet production out there yet. And it just looks totally and completely impressive.
And we shot it in HD, but it won't be total HD on the DVD, but it has the HD look.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I mean, obviously you have to compress the DVD, but it really has a clean, clean, clean look. And Rob has really outdone himself with the editing. The special effects you've gotten for this thing look great. I'm in love with the cover. I think the girl that you got to do the cover, I think that's going to be an iconic image. I think that's going to be passed around. Just the cover is going to make people want to see this film.
Well, folks haven't seen the official cover yet, but it's similar to the ObamaDeception.net website. Coming up in how many hours? How many hours is it till 9 o'clock tonight?
I believe it's 5 hours away. Wait, we're 4 o'clock right now. No, 3. 6 hours away.
6 hours away. I went to public school.
I'm still on Eastern time,
Joe. Right. Oh, no, me. I'm like, how many hours? It's 3 to 9 tonight. Mark your calendars for this evening with Burmy. And I'll probably be finishing on the mastering of the film. It's being sent off tomorrow to be mass produced, so I'll be around. Maybe I'll pop in as well. But Burmy will be in this seat tonight. Retransmission starts at one place right now, InfoWars.com on the web, and AM and FM stations rebroadcast it later. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.